As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures for this morning. I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 14 through 21. It says, "Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee. He had been in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil. So he returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' And he rolled the scroll back up, gave it to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, 'Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.' This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God." Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship, for the opportunity to gather together in this place. Lord, we thank you for the snow this week and for the rain this morning, for all the many blessings that we experience each and every day, for seasons and for blessings in life. God, I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Last week we talked about the scripture of Jesus turning water into wine and that goodness that that the people experienced through this miracle, and how he used these jugs that were used for purifications and rituals and turned them into something new and different. And this week we're reading kind of the opening statement, the opening scene of Jesus' ministry from the Gospel of Luke. It's a bit more somber and serious as Jesus returns to Galilee and Nazareth, where he had been raised to visit with them and to teach them. He was in the synagogues talking about who he was, who he is. This morning's scripture took place after Jesus' baptism and after he had been in the wilderness. And these are opening words of Jesus' public ministry to the people. And Jesus, it says, is filled with the Spirit, the pneuma, the Holy Spirit, as it empowered his ministry. This was kind of the keynote address from Jesus. It's reading an interpretation from the prophet Isaiah. And as we heard this week, as we had Martin Luther King Day and the inauguration day, and then there was the service of church service where the Episcopal priest, Bishop, shared a message as well. And all of these inaugural, these opening statements of what is to come. This was Jesus' inaugural sermon of the Gospel of Luke. It's his first time to speak to the people. And we know in the Gospel of Luke, it's one that speaks to the least and the last and the lost. People who need to hear about the work of Jesus. And so this is kind of the purpose, mission statement, if you will, of Jesus and his ministry. Preacher Fred Craddock said that Luke places this story of Jesus' ministry in Nazareth, his visit at the beginning first. Not because it was maybe the first chronologically, but these words from Isaiah and these words from Jesus are first programmatically. Everything we do and the way we do ministry and live our lives should be based out of these words first. So Jesus went to the synagogue, as was his custom, on the Sabbath day. And the commentaries say that anyone could be called upon or or asked to read portions of the Torah or of the prophets. Anyone could be asked to give the sermon. Readers were appointed before worship. And so can you imagine if every one of us, we came into church every Sunday morning and we all had our sermons in our hand or in our mind, and you walked in and I said, "Why don't you preach today, Don? Ken? Kay? Come on up. You're going to preach this week." Don't y'all think that would be fun? Should we start next week? Any person could be called upon to preach or teach on the scriptures on a particular Sunday. We won't start. There's two things that could happen if we started doing that. I would have no one here next week to preach to. Everyone would be online. Or everyone would be in Bible study this week. So we're not going to try it. I hope you go to Bible study. You can write your sermon and bring it to me. It's a huge responsibility. On this occasion, Jesus volunteers to read, and Luke implies that Jesus himself chose to read this part of Isaiah that he drew selectively on the tradition to emphasize his ministry with the poor, with the oppressed, the prisoner, with the blind. Of all the scriptures Jesus could have picked from the prophet Isaiah, he focused on this one as his initial words to the people. It's at the heart of the gospel of who Jesus was on earth. Whatever you take to be the focus or the heart of the gospel will be central in shaping the ways in which we live our life. If love is central to the heart of the gospel, we're going to focus on love. If inclusiveness is part of the gospel that we focus on, will be a heart of how we live our life. If exclusion is the way we feel like when the gospel is lived out, that's the way we may live our life. For Jesus, it was indeed ministry with the poor, the oppressed, the prisoner, the blind. Those who people had called outcasts were welcome in love and in grace. In comparing the Gospel of Mark and Luke, we can see that Luke rearranges Mark's order to move this to the front. The statement of Jesus. These words may sound familiar to you. We say them often when we celebrate the Lord's table and the liturgy, and I think that it's purposeful that they put these words in the liturgy of the Holy Communion because we want to be reminded of them often. That they would continually inspire us and influence us in our actions. Coming back to them over and over and over again. As we come to the table and as we are fed by the bread and the cup and a reminder of Christ's presence in us and through us as we live that out in the world today. The prophet Isaiah had been inspired to write those words more than 700 years earlier, and for seven centuries, preachers and teachers of the Holy Word had preached on the soon coming Messiah who would turn the world system upside down, that he would lift up the hurting, the oppressed, the blind, the outcast, those who were held captive. Jesus came to fulfill those words. For Jesus, the gospel is neither a discussion nor a debate, it's an announcement, the good news. He didn't explain or argue or go on and on about. He announced the good news and let worshipers make up their mind. And his message was not only for them in the scriptures, but it's for us today. If we take this passage seriously, if we live it out as our central mission and purpose, it has the same potential to transform our lives and the city we live in and the nation we live in and the world we live in. But his plan is our plan. to share the good news of Jesus. To preach good news to the poor. Proclaim release to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. We learned that song many years ago, you know, that one that's like, this is the church and this is the steeple. You open it up and there are the people. The church is the people. The church is not the building. We come to this church building and we worship together and we gather together and we support our community together through this building, and we offer childcare to so many folks, and we offer so many different things from this building, but you're the church. I'm the church. We are the image of Christ in the world today. And when we step away from being the church in the world today, there's the depletion of life and vitality of the church. And so we keep coming back to this text to measure our work. A couple things we can do on a regular basis to be this body of Christ, to be these words from Jesus in our today's scripture from the prophet Isaiah is to make every stranger you meet glad to meet you. To bring peace to every meeting. To say only nice things about people. And to look for the image of Christ in all of creation. In this caterpillar and in the flea. Well, I don't really like fleas, but fleas. In the person that we have a hard time seeing. And when we do that, see if people see Christ in you. And you see Christ in them. Jesus came to turn everything upside down and confused everyone's expectations of how things were supposed to be. As we know, he came as a different type of leader than the leaders before. He challenges us to a radical ministry that defies the normal order. Transformational, radical ministry. Filled with the Holy Spirit. At the end of the scripture, it says, today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. May we seize each day as today. Not as yesterday, not as tomorrow, but today, how is God calling us to open our eyes to see those who need to hear about the love of Jesus? To make a difference in the world and in our life, to be fulfilled by the one who came to bring the good news. Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. May we take these words that we hear and may we live them out in our lives. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your example. We thank you for the gospel, this announcement of good news for our lives, for the lives of others. May we share this good news by the way we live our life and by the both words and actions. May we be advocates. May we be voices for those who have no voice. We love you and we thank you for the opportunity together. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.